Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Blues Report. We'll be having Blues Report before every game, Monday through Friday on Scoops with Danny Mac. And my guest will be Chris Raby of the Blues Radio Network, who hosts the Blues pre- and post-game shows. So we're excited to announce that. This is always brought to you by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Ryan Kelly, Hair Saloon for Men, and Schnucks. Need groceries? Think local, think Schnucks. And we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Group studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. So it's not just baseball, but we get into Missouri football with Mike Kelly. Obviously, we're going to do a lot of hockey throughout the season. And it starts tonight as the Blues drop the puck on another season here in St. Louis. I have Chris Zimmerman right now up at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, a recent podcast. And if you have a ticket for tonight, he'll tell you all about the renovations happening at the Enterprise Center. It is now paperless tickets, so he'll get into that in the podcast if you have questions about that. Another question for him that I asked was, what are the Blues doing about bringing a potential All-Star game to the newly renovated Enterprise Center?
We've spoken about it before publicly. We are absolutely in the hunt, and not only in the hunt, but hoping we can that the building and the work that we've done is going to help us get it soon. Actually, Commissioner Bettman will be here for opening night, and we're going to actually take him out to the construction site for the St. Louis Community Ice Center that we got into the ground on out in Maryland Heights. So we'll be showing him that project. And I can assure you, part of our interest in having him here is to continue to show him what a great building this would be now to host an upcoming All-Star game.
Hear more about that on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com and the podcast that was just dropped with Chris Zimmerman. Also on that podcast, if you go to the website, you'll see all the photos of the renovations that are taking place. This is brought to you by Hair Saloon for Men. Hair Saloon has been in St. Louis since 1997. They now have 16 locations in St. Louis. I go there. I take both of my young boys there. They receive the perfect haircut, as do I. Hair Saloon keeps client notes on each customer, so on each visit you can be assured that they know what you want, and they'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. For an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. That's Hair Saloon for Men. Yesterday, Doug Armstrong, the GM of the St. Louis Blues, addressed the media and talked about his team going into opening night.
I think that we have a team that should be able to compete with the top teams in the league now. We have experience in key positions, but also youthful enthusiasm that keeps life entertaining on a day-to-day basis. So I like the makeup of this team, having young players that are going to push. I think the depth of our team right now is strong. We have guys now in the American Hockey League that believe they should be here and are going to push to get here. It's a competitive group and a deep group.
He'll be missing a key player, at least initially. That's Robbie Fabry, who starts on the IR.
Last year we had him penciled into our group of six, and this year it's a wait-and-see approach. And he's worked his tail off, and his knee is as strong as ever. But he's compensating in different areas, whether it's the back, the groin, the hip. And so what we got to do is now get him in hockey shape. And that's going to take a little while. He understands that this isn't whether he's a good player on October 8th or 10th or even November 1st, we're into a five-year plan with this guy. He's a young player that we think is going to be here a long time, and so we're not going to be penny-wise, pound-foolish.
So with Fabry out, youngsters have a chance to step in.
When we traded Stastny last year, we knew we were creating an opportunity to bring a different player in. We were able to bring in two players in O'Reilly and Bozak, which I think strength down the middle of the ice is very important in today's NHL. We did have expectations for Blaze to come and push hard. We had sort of penciled Thomas in for a nine-game tryout, and he's starting that tomorrow night. And Kyrou, I guess, would be the the one player that we were hoping for the best and expecting for the worst, and instead he came in and did a great job to secure a spot on opening night, and we're excited about that. That his speed is something that you don't realize you miss it until you see it. I think it's a real benefit to our team right now. Now the question is, can they keep at that level when there's real bullets flying? And we're going to find that out tomorrow night.
One of the players that is always going to be mentioned when you talk about the St. Louis Blues, Vladimir Tarasenko.
He's a goal scorer and he gets excited when he's scoring goals. I think there's an excitement for him with the additions. I think he and O'Reilly are finding some chemistry there, which is always positive. I think probably the difference between 35 and 45 to 50 is 10 or 15 goals within 5 or 6 feet of the net. That's the difference. You know, he's going to score from distance. He's going to be able to beat the goalie probably 35 times a year from 20 to 25 feet. It's getting into those dirtier areas to score goals. And I've seen him in there in the preseason a few times. And I think that's the next evolution. The NHL players are smart players, and they try and take away what you're good at. And he has a reputation now of being a guy that can shoot from distance, so he's going to have to find us some different avenues to score goals.
A reminder that tonight's game can be seen on Fox Sports Midwest, and Blues fans can join the party for all St. Louis Blues action this season at one of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings with great food, drink specials available during every Blues game, and that starts tonight, including Bud Family Beer Specials, $4 Jack Daniels Cocktails, $5.99 Blue Sampler Appetizers, $4 Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Brett Cocktail for $5. Also, Braden Shen and Joel Edmondson are official spokesmen for Hotshots all season long. So, wear a number 6 or a number 10 sweater during every game night this season for a free Blues Sampler Appetizer with beverage purchase. Think Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Coming up, a visit with Chris Raby. We'll talk about the action that'll take place tonight at the newly renovated Enterprise Center. The Blues and the Winnipeg Jets. Hockey season is here. We've got it for you. Preview coming up on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, we heard from GM Doug Armstrong. And throughout the season, any game Monday through Friday, we're going to be previewing Blues hockey with Chris Raby. He'll be hosting on KMOX Radio, the Blues pre- and post-game shows, and does a wonderful job with Sports Open Line. Many of you, of course, are familiar with his work on KMOX, the Cardinals Radio Network, and the Blues Radio Network. So, Chris, here we are. It is now time for Blues hockey. How excited are you, and what are your expectations for this season?
Excited, Dan, and excited to be with you throughout the year to preview these games. And, you know, this was an off season that was longer than Blues fans are accustomed to or were hoping for. Certainly missing the postseason, never an easy thing. I think that you look at the strength of the division last year, 94 points, not enough to get in. So the Blues went into this off season with some objectives to address some areas. I think they did. I think Doug Armstrong was aggressive and what he did and the kinds of players that he brought in, a mix of acquisitions from outside and also young players who are going to get an opportunity now at the start of the season. You hope you get some guys back healthy. And, you know, I think because of all that, there's a real excitement level that the Blues are going to be right near the top of what's perhaps the best division in all of the NHL.
How about some of the young names that have made this roster? Who stands out for you?
I think that Jordan Kyrou stands out and Robert Thomas stands out as well. Kyrou, a guy who was actually drafted a couple of years ago with the pick courtesy of the trade that sent Brian Elliott north on draft day, sent him to Calgary, and he's an absolute burner. Doug Armstrong said, as you know, we heard, his speed is something that you don't realize you missed until you actually see it. And I think that what the Blues are going to do and the positions and opportunities that he's going to have early is going to tell you a lot about the kind of player that he is. They maybe expected him to hit a bit of a wall or play his way out of camp. That's nothing against him, but just natural. And he played his way not only through the end of camp, but onto the team and was skating today with Braden Shen and Jaden Schwartz. So I think that that kind of game-changing speed is something that the Blues haven't necessarily had from a player of his caliber, and they're very excited. And then Robert Thomas, he's going to get a tryout here for the first couple of weeks of the season. He'll be on the fourth line. You know, he'll have to get accustomed to maybe playing fewer minutes, but certainly a guy who can grow you know, in a way that I think we see a lot of very talented young players. And that's maybe a little bit more defensive-minded than they're used to, maybe not as much ice time as they're used to coming up as they're the best player on every team they've pretty much ever played on. But, you know, he played well enough to get an opportunity. And we'll see if he can stick longer than the, you know, 8 or 9 games here to start the season and if he can stick with his team all year.
Jake Allen, that's always a big, big storyline going into a season. What are your expectations for Jake?
Well, first and foremost, he's got to be the number one guy. And we've seen Jake go through some stretches over the last couple of seasons where he's really struggled, even to the point a couple of years ago before he took off, where he had to take some time away from the team. Obviously, Carter Hutton was incredible. In a lot of ways, he was a godsend and helped the Blues really stay in the postseason race last year when he got opportunities to play. But Jake is going to be the guy now. I think that a deeper defensive unit will help. I think that a bolstered offensive group will hopefully help. A better power play will hopefully help because, let's face it, you got to score goals. You could have the best goaltender in the league, and if you're not scoring goals, you're not going to win. Last year, the Blues, goals against and goals for, almost identical. It was like 2-7-4 versus 2-7-3. It's not good enough. You got to be able to outscore the opponent, and you've got to take some pressure off your goaltender. So, you know, Jake's the guy. He's the number one. We've seen him be elite at times, and, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do once he's given the ball for the full year and they let him run with it.
It started in Waino's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. How big of a year, in your opinion, is this for Mike Yeo to make the playoffs?
You know, I think it's big just because you're not used to being on the outside. And what the organization has committed financially and some of the moves that they made to bring in talent, there is an expectation now to make the playoffs. Now, again, I don't take for granted the caliber of the division, and you've got two of the better teams in all of the Western Conference right next to you in Winnipeg, who we'll see to open up the season, and obviously the Nashville Predators, who were in the Stanley Cup Final a couple of years ago and then lost in 7 games to Winnipeg last year. But, you know, there is an expectation, I think, to make the postseason. You have been given the pieces. As long as everyone stays healthy, you got to figure out a way to make things work. I do like that they've shaken up some of the power play units, especially with Parayko and Pietrangelo. I think that that is one thing that maybe he was criticized for, and probably rightfully so down the stretch last year when they weren't able to generate offense on the power play. And, you know, hopefully we see Mike Yeo be able to move around some of the pieces and push some of the right buttons and get this team off to a great start. They have 11 of their first 15 at home, so you've got to take advantage of this first month.
And speaking of home, we've heard from Chris Zimmerman on Scoops with DannyMac.com. The renovations at the Enterprise Center. I know you've been over there. For fans that are listening to this, what can they expect when they walk through the turnstiles tonight?
It's awesome, Dan. I'm just so impressed with not just the work that they do, but how they do it. The speed in which they've gotten stuff done over the last 2 years, the new concourses, the new gathering spaces are fantastic. It's amazing what you know, you can do just opening things up, brightening things up a little bit. The new team store is tremendous. New seats up in the 300 level, some new accents and paint and kind of transforming the inside look of the bowl. It's great. You know, the second year and the second phase, and I can't wait to see how fans react to what is a building that has become, I think, really important, not just for the Blues, but for the city of St. Louis.
Well, the Blues will drop the puck tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. Number one, your expectations for this game, and a final question to that would be the expectations for the season. What do you think the Blues do?
Well, it's a great test tonight. You're getting one of the best teams in the league, and you're getting them on home ice and then following it up with the Blackhawks. So I think the expectations for tonight are to see how some of the new guys work together. I want to see you know, the top six play the way that I think they're expected to. I would love to see the Blues take advantage of the power play and generate some excitement and some opportunities and some scoring there. That was something that really let them down. And you know, if all goes well this year and if you stay healthy, I think you're towards the top of the Central. Obviously, Winnipeg and Nashville, I think a lot of people consider them the class of the division. Last year, 94 points wasn't enough to get in. I think you hope that you can get back around that 100-point mark, get into the postseason, and hopefully set yourself up in a good spot to make a nice run this spring.
Chris, it's going to be fun this season. You did such a great job in baseball, and the next time we talk to you will be next Thursday when the Blues host Calgary. But for fans that are tuning in for the first time, any Monday through Friday game on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, Chris Raby will be breaking down what's happening with St. Louis Blues hockey. And have a great call tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dan. Really looking forward to it.